Hi guys, Senator Rennick, People First Party. I've just come out of the chamber this afternoon whereby the two major parties with the support of One Nation have actually voted for the hate crimes bill. This is a restriction on freedom of speech. This is the third sitting week in a row whereby the government and the opposition have sought to shut down the exchange of speech in this country. It is an absolute disgrace. There are already laws against violence, inciting violence in this country at the state level. It is the responsibility of state governments through their policing to deal with acts of violence. The idea that this particular bill was going to crack down on violence for against particular groups is an absolute insult insofar as what group deserves greater protection than other groups. All Australians should be protected against violence, regardless of their background. But I'm more concerned about the fact that every week we come down here, it's just another attempt to shut down free speech in this country. It's another attempt by the two major parties to control the way we think and we speak, and it has to stop. Now, while I didn't expect the two major parties to relent on this law, I should add too, sorry, I forgot to mention this, that debate on this particular bill was gagged, as was the committee stage. Now, the committee stage is where you get to speak and ask questions about how these laws will apply. That was also gagged as well. Now, on top of that, there are a number of amendments that were moved. One was a sunset clause against the mandatory sentencing. So that's the other thing. There's mandatory sentencing here. Even the judge isn't able to apply their discretion, and that will be needed in cases whereby people are using this law to shut down any opposition to their views. So the motions that were moved to shut down or stop mandatory sentencing, they were voted against, as was another motion that said this bill should not apply to people under 14. So that's right. So children under 14 can be locked up for hate crime speech in this country. That is an absolute disgrace. And I'm going to call out One Nation here because Malcolm Roberts actually voted against that amendment so that children under 14 can't be locked up with crimes of hate. And One Nation abstained from the actual, by voting against this, they actually abstained on the final bill itself. I don't know where Pauline was. I haven't seen her in the chamber all day. But that is yet another cop-out, and I challenge Malcolm Roberts and Pauline Hanson to a debate as to why they think that this bill should be allowed to stand. I thought that One Nation wanted to eliminate bureaucracy, and yet we're going to bring in federal laws. There's already state laws to stop this sort of behaviour, to stop violence. The policing is a function or responsibility of state governments. It's not a function of the federal government to carry on like this. And of course, it's just the two major parties attempting to trying to control us rather than actually focus on delivering solutions to the real problems in this country, like cost of living, housing crisis, the energy crisis, the high immigration crisis. No. Let's not talk about any of that stuff in Parliament this week. Let's just bring in laws that are going to censor what you can say and as a result of, you know, and what you can think ultimately, because if you can't say it, then, you know, it's much harder to think it without saying it. So I'm absolutely just very annoyed and angry at, yet again, the two major parties with the help of One Nation. It was just myself and Ralph Babbitt from the conservative side of politics that voted against this bill. So shame on all the parties that, yet again, are imposing more command and control in this country. It's got to end. It's why we need a new minor party that's going to actually stand up for their rights and be consistent and treat all Australians consistently. We need a minor party that's professional and polished and is going to be consistent in their application of the law to all Australians. And we're just going to put people first, regardless of whatever ideology you might want to shove down their throat. Anyway, I'm sorry if I'm a little bit ticked off, but I am. Because we've wasted another week in Parliament talking about this bill rather than dealing with solutions to solve your problems. Anyway, I'll talk soon.